Buying a house is foolish.
He actually has a point. Most people don't do the numbers. They just live by the traditions and the conventions of the people around them. And they have these little sayings that they parrot, like,
rent money is dead money.
And the truth is, rent money is dead money, but saying it like that's a little bit dramatic. What they really mean is, rent money is an unrecoverable cost of living in a house. But the alternative, buying a house, also has unrecoverable costs, like the interest on the loan, and the stamp duty, and the council rates, and the land tax, and the building insurance, and the repairing of the roof when it caves in, and the replacing of the aircon when it shits itself. Another little saying that gets parroted around a lot is this idea of, like, when you're renting, you're paying off someone else's mortgage. No, you're not. Most rental properties in Australia are negatively geared. And last year, net rental income across the board was negative $3 billion. Landlords in our country, bless their socks, lose $3 billion a year by putting their hand into their own pocket to top up the rental income so that their tenant's dog can take a shit on the floor. Renting is often a good deal. In fact, if you can rent a house with an annual price rent ratio greater than 30, and if you wisely invest the difference every month in a certain asset class that historically outperforms property, then you're often financially better off renting. Now, it doesn't always work out better to rent, but contrary to the mass conditioning around this topic, it certainly doesn't always work out better to buy.